Our topic today:
does one make a bracha achrona on hot coffee or hot tea? In general, we know the rule that when you eat something, you have to eat a certain amount of it in a certain amount of time. Okay, what do we have to eat? We have to eat a kezayit b'chdei achilat pras. What does that mean? You have to eat an olive bowl, a certain size of it, and you have to eat in the amount of time. B'chdei achilat pras means to eat half a loaf of bread. Now, where do we get that from? The Gemara uses the phrase k'dei achilas pras, I checked on Bar Ilan, 52 times. But at no point does it say that how long k'dei achilas pras is. It doesn't say it. And in fact, all the contexts we have k'dei achilas pras in the Gemara are in other areas. Like, for example, in the Halachos of Yom Kippur, it says, you have to eat a certain size, b'chdei achilas pras. If you don't eat it within k'dei achilas pras, then you're not chayav on Yom Kippur. And therefore, when we have people who need to eat on Yom Kippur, we tell them to eat it slowly, right? People who need to, who are old, and if it's pikuach nefesh, you eat even fast. But if you need to drink a little bit here or there, whatever it is, and you're older and firmer, so we tell them to do it slowly. We're saying take longer than k'dei achilas pras. The Gemara in Brachos discusses chametz on a kezayit, chametz on Pesach. You're chayev when you eat a kezayit k'dei achilas pras. The Gemara in Sukkah discusses tuma. How long do you have to stay inside the house before you're tameh from the tuma? How long? You have to stay there long enough k'dei achilas pras. Long enough to eat a loaf of bread. You don't have to eat a loaf of bread. I mean, the length of time is to eat half a loaf of bread. So too, also in Sukkah, let's say there's a little kid who has a dirty diaper, and we know we can't daven or learn Torah near a bad smell, near excrement, near urine. You can't learn Torah there. So what about a little baby? It doesn't really smell as bad yet, let's say. So what age do you have to stay away from it? So when the kid is able to eat, a kezayit b'chdei achilas pras. So these are the contexts we have. We have the shir k'dei achilas pras. But in the Shas and the Rishonim, we don't have a definition over how long this achilas pras is. We barely have a definition of how much an achilas pras is. We machlok at Rishonim if it's 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim. And the Shulchan Aruch in Source 1 says, Shir achilas pras, yesh omrim dal beitzim, yesh omrim gimel beitzim. So what do? So the Mishnah Berurah says, L'inyan halacha, Source 2, kol shu b'shal Torah, halacha achrayim machmir, kol shu b'shal divrayim, halacha achrayim mekal. So we're machmir when it's the Raita, and we're mekal when it's the Rabbanan. So how long do you have to do something? K'dei achilas pras, how long is that? So it depends, the Raita, the Rabbanan. Well, how do you measure it? The Minchas Tinoch has an interesting shita. It's many poskim passing this way and many don't, but it certainly enters into the halachic considerations for our discussion. Minchas Tinoch tells us when it comes to eating the size of shir k'dei achilas pras, it's related to that specific food. And therefore, that is why there is no shir. Look inside. He says, "Nira the kol mal chalamachal." Hey, Linyan, we're also for Yom Kippur. Kol mino machal b'shirinan kim b'tidei. The kamas van nechal pras mina machal ha'isur she'ochal kezayit. In kain lefize nicha mashalo beru chazal kama haba k'deichel pras bebenoni. He ain't shir ledavar. Rak kol machal yishal shir acher. V'lo yaspik ha'diova kol mus lachshov kol min machal b'olam. If you had to make a list of every single food in the whole world, he has sheets here. If you have to make a list of every single food in the whole world, how long its k'dei achilas pras is, you would run out of ink and pens. Because there are that many foods, and each food is different. You can't just give me a general k'dei achilas pras. You might be able to tell me the k'dei achilas pras for bread is this amount of time. Try it. How long do you think it would take you to eat half a loaf of bread? And when we do this, Chazal are talking about, he calls it achila benonit, or adam benonit. So eat it like a normal person, not a a food contest like the hot dog eating contest on July 4th in America, but like to eat a normal loaf of bread, time it. How long would it take you to eat half of it? And I would bet you your number would be 5, 6, 8, 10 minutes. Right? 10, 12. That's how long it is. That's the amount of time. But that's for bread, says the Minchas Nimach. The amount of time it might take you to eat that amount of strawberries would be different. In his example, that amount of cooked meat and that amount of raw meat, or fried meat, would mean different ways of cooking, would all be different. And therefore, he says, it goes by each specific food. So that's why there's no Gemara, no Halacha that tells us how long that is. Well, many poskim disagree with him. Some of them actually give a shir. For example, source 4, Tom Sofer discusses here in Likud of Simon Papagimel, he actually says, I mentioned something in Simon Zion where I explained my calculation, but here he's giving advice to somebody I think who had to eat on or drink on Yom Kippur. So as Yishiro Arofin, Kama Shir Legimash, and Tzarev Adam, Shilchazik Kufo, Minatzel, Misakana, Votoshir, Kafe, Ote, Omarak, Yishte, Pachot, Pachot, Mikushir, Malom, Lugmav, Vishev, and Shtiel, Nishtia, Kedea, Hilat, Pras, Shulah, Choli, Ote, Teminutin. The doctors say he has to eat, and they'll tell you the exact amount this guy has to eat to survive Yom Kippur and not get sick, and not die. So he should eat that amount. And in between eating that amount, he should wait 9 minutes. And minimally 2 minutes. So he says the amount of time it takes to eat a half loaf of bread is probably 9 minutes, certainly more than 2 minutes. Okay? That's the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says this 9 minutes. 9 minutes is Kedei Achilas Pras. Okay? So we have Minchas Chinuch who says it's different for every food. You can't give me a Shir Kedei Achilas Pras. Maybe you give me a Shir Kedei Achilas Pras for one food. And each individual food, we have to decide on its own. And the Chassam Sofer says, 9 minutes. And many poskim, many tshuvos, much ink has been spilled on this topic. So they say, okay, we're choshish the Chassam Sofer, which is why if you go to any rabbi, many rabbis, even Bizman Azen, and you say, she's, pregnant, nursing, old, infirm, whatever it is, and they have to eat, and that's a consequence that they have to eat all the time, meaning they just have to eat a little bit and not fast. So he'll tell them to eat and make sure you don't eat a kazayas every 9 minutes. Meaning we're machmir the long way, like the Chassam Sofer. So even though many of these poskim say, yeah, the Chassam Sofer is wrong, we're passing like the Minchas Chinuch, or where do we know where the Chassam Sofer from? Or just Metzias, try it. Try eating half a loaf of bread. It probably won't take you 9 minutes. And I don't mean if you shove it down your mouth, I mean even if you eat it like a normal person, probably won't take you more than 5-6 minutes. Nonetheless, l'chachilo, we're choshesh to this Chassam Sofer. But even to have a discussion of what the shir of Kedei Achilas Pras implies there is one. Now our discussion, I said the topic was coffee and tea. All of that was solid foods. Does that apply to drinks? So here we have an interesting machloket Rambam and Raivin. Look at source 5. The Rambam says, in Hilchot Truma Perigit Halacha Gimel, and we're going to see in the Beis Yosef that he cites three other places that the Rambam mentions the Shita. But the Rambam Shita is that just like you need Kedei Achilas Pras for food, you need Kedei Shvias Rivis for drinks. So, Achal Chazer V'Achal Shata V'Chazer V'Shata Engesh Mitchilat Achila Rishon Ad Sof Achila Achrona Kedei Achilas Pras Umitchilat Shtia Rishon Ad Sof Shtia Achrona Kedei Shtia Rivi. So he says, how long do we have to eat a kazayas of food? We have a kazayas to eat it in the amount of time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread. A kazayas, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, is about half of this shear, meaning half a beitzah. So we're talking that you need to eat a kazayas of food in the amount of time it would take you to eat 6 to 8 of them. And then you would make a bracha acharona. That's when it comes to solid foods. How long do you have to drink the food, in order to be chayav? You have to drink it in the amount of time it takes to drink a drink. That's what the Rambam says. You have to drink a ravis in the amount of time it takes to drink a ravis. So, how long does it take you to, a ravis is Gematria Coast, 86 milliliters. That's a very common sock. So how long would it take you to drink 86 milliliters?
4 seconds.
4 seconds. Wonderful sock. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. 6 seconds. Okay, if you're slow, if you're fast. And I don't mean that you're chucking it. I mean drinking it like a normal person. 4 seconds. 5 seconds. So therefore, if you're drinking the drink slower than 4 seconds or 5 seconds, the Rambam is saying that doesn't get a bracha karuna. You have to drink it in that 4 seconds. So if for some reason you're in a funny mood and you're having your water and you're drinking it an eye drop at a time, and therefore it takes you 3 hours to drink 86 milliliters, so indeed, according to this Rambam, you wouldn't make a bracha karuna. Did I see a hand or a sound? Yes.
Does it make a difference if it's like extremely hot and
no. We're getting there. That's our topic. Okay. Good. The Ravid says, whoa, Rambam, you said that it's Kadesh Giz Revis. I think even liquids is also in Kadesh Achilles Pras. In other words, we said 5 minutes, 9 minutes, 10 minutes to eat half a loaf of bread. That is also how long you have to drink this drink in order to be able to make a bracha karuna. And he has an interesting proof. The Gemara in Krisus. What does the Gemara in Krisus say? The Gemara in Krisus discusses Mitzarev Shir. And it says, let's say a person was drinking and they drank half of these. So they drank 43 milliliters. And then they went in the mikvah. And then they drank another 43 milliliters. So that's Mitzarev to make them tummy. That they had the kezias of the tumah that they had. So the Ravid says, if you have to do it in the amount of time to drink a ravis, 5 seconds, could you possibly drink half a ravis, dip in the mikvah, get out, and drink it in 5 seconds? I don't know, maybe if you're very, very fast, but unlikely, right? But could you do that in 5 minutes? 9 minutes? Yes. So the Rajat seems to have a very good proof against the Rambam here. And the Beis Yosef points this out. Beis Yosef, sort 6. This is how the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, Rambam, they're passing like the Tosefta, that it's Kadesh Giz Revis. But the Ravid says, no. Shir is Kadesh Achilles Pras. You have that longer Shir. And yes, the Ran says, the Kasha and the Rambam, how does he explain this Gemara in Krisus? And he left it Tzarechion. The Magid Mishnah says, okay, the Rambam didn't ignore this Gemara in Krisus. We know that because in the Halachos of Tumah he discusses it. So clearly, by the fact that the Rambam is willing to say that the amount of liquid you have, the amount of time you have to drink the liquid is Kadei Revis, even though he passes that Gemara, is he thought that Gemara was a special rule regarding Tumah. That wasn't a rule about Shir for Bracha Corona. They made it stronger. But that doesn't mean that changes the amount of time you have to drink a revius in order to make a bracha korun. And therefore, when the Shulchan Aruch paskins that halacha right there, number 7, shata ma'at b'chazer b'shata, im yesh min tchilat shtiyah rishona at sof shtiyah korona, kedei shtiyah revit, mitzar for this year. If he drank it all fast enough to have been in that 5 second time that Elon gave us, so then, that would be fast enough and you should make a bracha karuna. V'imlav aim at starfin. That is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Stam. V'yesh omrim sheshir tzeref hashtiyo k'dei achilat pras k'mo tzeref achilu. And he cites the Ravid as yesh omrim. But we have a rule, Shulchan Aruch, when he has a Stam and yesh omrim, how do we paskin? How does he paskin? Meaning, he's saying the halacha is like this Stam. So, okay. We had Machloket Rambam Ravid, and Beis Yosef doesn't understand how the Rambam could go against it, and he has to conclude that it's a Chumrah of Tumah. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both, but we paskin like the Rambam. So when it comes to food, we know the Bracha Acharona is only if you eat it, B'kdei Achilles Pras. And when it comes to a drink, according to the Rambam, you have to finish a Revis in the time it takes to drink a Revis, which is a much shorter time. What then is the rule for a hot drink? Let's start with how long did we say it takes you to drink a revius of water or juice? And we said 4 seconds or 5 seconds. So does that happen for coffee? For the most part, for hot coffee, we tend to not be able to drink that amount in 4 seconds. We tend to take shorter sips because they are hot. So, according to that, we wouldn't be making a bracha acharona. For example, this is the shita of men, certainly many Ashkenazim. Source 8, the kids of Shulchan Aruch, shata mashke chama b'mat ma'at, you drink it slowly, k'mo teo cafe. Kevan she'eno shote b'pam achad kishir, afo pish derech shiata b'kach, even though that's a normal way of drinking it, mikol makom ein mitzarfim ve'eno mevarech bracha acharona. They don't join all together, and you don't make a bracha acharona on your hot drink. There are others, Ashkenazi poskim and gedolim, who say you would anyway make that. One of those shitot I saw was Rav Bosner, Shevet Halevi. He has a tshuva where he says, I'll give you 3 reasons that you should recite it anyway. And it comes from everything we've discussed until now. Combine all the machlokto. Number one, we saw the Minchat Chinuch, as opposed to Chassam Sofer. Minchat Chinuch says, every food has its own shear. Chassam Sofer said, right, 9 minutes. Minchat Chinuch says, every food has its own shear. So maybe every drink has its own shear. So yes, you have to drink water in 5 seconds, but maybe the amount of time you're supposed to drink a revius of coffee, hot coffee, is the amount of time it takes you to drink a revius of hot coffee. So that's number one. Number two, we had a machloket Rambam and Raivin. Is the shear k'dei achila pras, or is the shear k'dei achila revius? So throw in the Raivin. Maybe we possibly like the Raivin. And therefore, even though you're drinking coffee slower than 4 seconds, but maybe you only have to drink the coffee within 5 minutes or 9 minutes. Good. And number three, the first thing I discussed was, I told you, 52 times in Shas, we have Kedei Achilas Pras. None of them is discussing a shear for Bracha Acharona. Maybe it's not related to a shear for Bracha Acharona. Maybe those are dinim in Hilchos Tuma, in Hilchos Tefillah, not near a smelly baby, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, how long you're chayav for eating on Yom Kippur. Maybe that's not related to it. Throw in all those sikot, so you should make a bracha acharona. That is the view of Rav Bosner. Mishnah Berurah in Source 9 has, I put 2 interesting suggestions, workarounds, to this discussion here. First, Mishnah Berurah, Source 9 says, V'nei l'inyan shtiyat te'im v'kafe, tiyer kofi, sh'aderech l'shtoto k'shucham v'kashel l'shtoto b'lo hefzeg, you can't chug it, it's too hot, k'derech sh'ar mashkin k'imad ma'ad, ish machlok et rabba v'en aposkin v'tzarech l'bracha b'racha r'onma, and he lists those who say not to, v'chenin u'am minog ha'olam, he says that's the minog. The minog is not to make a bracha achrona on hot tiyer kofi. But if you want to be a proper from person, no again, shilibasov shtiatan, manichin kidei shir revit shiitstani ma'at, kidei shiuchalish don't revit below hefsik. At the end of your coffee cup, or at the end of your tea cup, don't drink it all while it's hot. Leave a little bit until it's, it doesn't have to be cold, but you know, lukewarm. Enough that the last shluck, the last sip, the last 86 milliliters, you could drink at once. And then you're chayav in a bracha acharona. Mivarech bracha acharona, betov la'asokin, kedei letzeid aliv l'chuli alma. And then you get your bracha acharona, which is a key of mitzvah asei. Wonderful. Rivvot Ephraim, Source 10, offers a different suggestion. He said, yes, I once discussed the whole machloket, this is in volume 8, he has 7 other volumes already. He says, yes, I once discussed about hot tea and coffee, lokech zman ad sheshoteh revi'it tiyesh deyot v'chach nogim harbeh shelo osim bracha acharona v'natati etza d'acharei sheigmar hakafeh yishtu kos mayim. Okay, the other one is you can drink the coffee, all of it, while it's hot and enjoy it, and just afterwards drink a cup of water and then you can make your bracha acharona. And after I said that, this Rav came to my house and told me he heard it directly from Rav Yashiv, that was his advice as well. I was reading Pesachim of Rav Ovadia Yosef, because, like I said, Svardim are machmir here, and they say definitely no bracha acharona. Possibly even if you do drink it fast enough, like what if you did decide to chug the coffee? So possibly you wouldn't even make the bracha achrona then, because then you're still not drinking coffee the way people drink hot coffee. But he cited a story that he heard about Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. The story that of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was he passed a certain coffee house, fancy coffee house, French coffee house, I don't know, on the way to yeshiva every day, and he saw that they served their fancy hot tea or coffee with a little cup of water as well, every single one that they served. And he assumed, because he was a halachic man, that what's the reason? So you can drink the water and make a bracha achrona, even though it's probably just some Parisian style of serving tea or coffee that way. So that was what he said. But nonetheless, he says, see, from that story, from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, him and his diuk, was that you wouldn't be able to make the bracha achrona on that. There's different views as to what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, different views in his son, and his family, the different svarim quoting it. In general, we have svarim definitely do not make a bracha achrona on this. Ashkenazim, many are choshesh not to. Some, Mishnah Berura and Rav Avoda Ephraim came up with other solutions what to do, leaving a little bit at the end or drinking water. That's certainly proper. I think b'di'eved, even if you did drink it, all of it, hot, slowly, I still think that it's b'di'eved, you should make a bracha achrona. Like I said, Rav Osner combined all those shitot into doing that. Any questions before we switch topics?
Does this all apply to any other drink that you drink thirdly? For example, wine or whiskey, or even if you're doing like shots of spirits, if you're doing them 30 mils each?
It definitely applies to those things. It applies to soda with gas, but I'm saying the numbers, the length of the time it would take for all those things would be different.
So if you have whiskey, you have to do 3 whiskeys, because 90 mils. Having 3 whiskeys over half an hour, then you would or you wouldn't make a bracha achrona.
So according to this, certainly according to the Svarim, you wouldn't. And according to, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you wouldn't. And according to the others, but yeah, but if you did drink it in that amount of time, you would. But if you definitely, but people tend to nurse their whiskeys, meaning it takes them time. So yes, then you probably wouldn't. Meaning you're probably even over the 9 minutes, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay, so then you wouldn't. You definitely wouldn't make a bracha from it. But if you have it with your food or your beer nuts or whatever, then you might make a bracha achrona. Okay, let's end on that. Let's bring the other people in. You could ask me after.